Good morning, this is Mark Gould with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 14th, Flag Day. In the news this morning, overnight buy prices were December corn down 3.25 cents at 766, September wheat down 9.5 cents, 1076.5, and November beans up 4 cents at 1537. We did have a sale this morning, 148,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, 103 old crop, 45 new crop. Markets were relatively quiet overnight, kind of a reversal from yesterday, where the beans were the weakest and corn and wheat held up pretty good. But crop ratings look pretty good on corn and beans right now. We've got 97% of the corn planted right on the five-year average. Beans, 88% planted right on the five-year average. Corn's rated 72%. Good to excellent. Beans, the first report, 70% good to excellent. Winter wheat was up 1 percentage point. Not that that's a big deal now, at 30% good to excellent. We've got 10% of the winter wheat harvested versus 12 on average. Spring wheat, we're running a little bit behind there, 94% planted versus 99 on average. Crop is rated 54% good to excellent. So, you know, I don't see any real problems out here, exception of the heat that's going to hit the Midwest today and tomorrow. We're looking at 98 to 100 degrees in Chicago, 97 to 98 tomorrow. But then by the weekend, we're back down into the 70s and back up into the 80s. There's not a lot of rain in the forecast. Looking at one of my favorite towns, Clay City, Kansas, it's going to be 102 to 103. No rain for the next week to 10 days, it looks like. So that's certainly going to put a little upward pressure on the grains, I think, ultimately out here. Nebraska is going to be hot and dry. We don't see a whole lot of rain in the forecast. Now, Chicago just got pummeled with rain yesterday. We had a supercell. It looked like a bomb went off on the radar. It's about some of the worst I've ever seen. And, you know, we can afford the heat right now with all that moisture that's in the ground. But, you know, obviously in the West, if we stay hot and dry, it's going to have an impact out here. Question is, when does the heat break and when do we get some rains? And I think that's going to underpin the markets out here. Crude oil made a new contract high. We backed off since then. Right now we're up at $1.83 a barrel. We got up to $123.37. We're currently at $122.76. So that should be a little bit supportive out here. But again, the outside markets, Bitcoin's down another 800 a coin. Gold's down 10 bucks. But the Dow Jones looks to open up 135 higher. S&P about 25 higher, and I think that'll temper some of yesterday's bearishness out here. The dollar is down 7 ticks, but we made a new contract high out here today, so unless the dollar falls out of bed, you know, we still obviously have very high dollar prices, and that discourages exports out here. So overall, I think it's going to be a function of the weather kind of taking control here for the next 2 days with the hot and dry temps, and I think we'll, you know, if you want to buy a break, here's your chance in this market. So you had July beans near $7 overnight, got down to 17.02 and a half. You got November beans out here at 15.40. It's a fairly decent break in the last couple of days. And if you think that the heat's coming, you might want to get long something, buy some call options out here to protect anything you've sold. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.